a whole new year, and I've got some comedy shows to tell you about. I'm going to be at the Ice House on Friday, January 2nd. You can get your year started off right. I know it's hard to get people to spend money right at the beginning of the year. I don't want to spend money. I get it. But, you know, you can use code BOMBS3. You get a nice little discount on those tickets. And you can find those either on the Ice House website or follow me on Instagram, Adam Reinhardt Comedy. You can find it there. There's a link there as well. And then next week on the 6th, Tuesday, I'll be at Crown and Anchor. January 7th, Killer Yacht Club in Marina Del Rey. Thursday, Fourth Wall, that's January 8th. And then a week from tomorrow, because I'm recording this, we're getting this down right at the wire, New Year's Day. So it's still the first, and it'll be the first when this is up, but barely. But a week from Ice House on the 2nd, I'll be back at the Ice House on the 9th as well. So that's very exciting. I got some other dates that I'll throw in near the end, but that's what I got coming up here tomorrow and then next week. It's going to be a good time. I made a post on Instagram, you know, during my 1 year of, not during, I guess, to celebrate would be the correct way to describe that. I made a post to celebrate my 1 year in comedy, and that was just really cool to, you know, take a bunch of pictures from, you know, throughout the year and just, you know, really, you know, I didn't say a lot, but, you know, just very fucking thankful. Comedy's a lot of fucking fun, and it brings a lot of joy. And, you know, I want to do this podcast a lot more. I've said that a million times, but, you know, it's a new year, and the Bullpen Podcast is in the New Year's resolutions. You can probably tell I'm rusty at this. I feel rusty, but you know, the podcast has lacked a little bit just because comedy takes so much time, you know, to truly stay at your peak ability, at least in my experience so far. You know, given it's only been a year and some change, but it takes a lot of time, you know, to, you know, you just gotta keep getting upstage. Jesus Christ, I can't even fucking talk. That's fine. You just gotta keep getting upstage. They tell you upstream, upstage. It's the same thing. Sure. This is gonna be brutal. Only like less than 3 minutes in at this point, I think. And I can't even read the time. I feel like I've never done this before. I made an episode about 2 months ago, and that was around when I had like my 50 shows in, you know, the first year doing comedy at that point. And that was a really cool one too. So I guess similar vein of that Instagram post, none of this shit, you know, I'm done talking about that, but, you know, just thankful. I've had a great year, and this podcast is part of my resolutions. Those are the two bullet points you can take away from that rambling mess there. Anyway, Japanese Babe Ruth. Who's that guy? No, I did not make up Japanese Babe Ruth. You can look it up. The guy's name is Munetaka Murakami. And yes, I pronounced it right. I'm not always sure. But he signed with the Chicago White Sox, one of the less good teams, very not good, unfortunately. I'm a Cardinals fan who wants to see the White Sox succeed, but they are not very good. This guy is a big deal. He was given the nickname Japanese Babe Ruth. That doesn't happen by accident. 2 years, $34 million to sign with the Chicago White Sox. He's 25. He's entering his age 26 season, I believe. And he had a big-ass home run in the baseball. Wow, again, I can't talk. Can't talk at all. He had a massive home run in the World Baseball Classic. And that was when I became aware of him. That's back when I was living in Carbondale. I remember watching that. That was a good time. And I don't think that happened against the United States. I think the one I'm thinking of was not the United States. It very well could be. If you ever listen to the Bullpen podcast, you know we don't always fact check in the middle of just throwing shit out. But, you know, I'll be honest when I don't know. I don't know if it was against the United States or the one before the United States. Either way, he put himself on America's radar during that. And my radar, I'm American. Hello. I do my best to not be a bad American to the people listening who are not within this country. And, another fun fact. This stat, I will check my numbers to confirm. So hold with me. All right. I wrote down, you know, the analytics for the YouTube channel. By the way, the YouTube channel, I'm uploading stuff every day on there now. It's just search either Moose Media or Adam Reinhardt that should come up. So I wrote down, I've been keeping track of, you know, however many countries that this podcast reaches, you know, with the analytics and everything. So it's been going a little bit over 2 years. We're going to get to episode 100 soon. And I said the thing about the countries, and I think this is noteworthy, and this is very much worth shouting out. So far, since doing this podcast in just over 2 years, we have reached 21 different countries at least once. At least once. Somebody in all of these countries could have listened for 5 seconds and been like, I hate this. But still, it was long enough to show up on the analytics. So, you know, if you're listening, I always appreciate it. I say that a lot. But, if you're listening, especially in somewhere that's not the country I live, I think that's pretty neat. So if you are listening, not in America, that's pretty neat too. So, but America, you know, that's where I know most of the people in my life. So it's an equal appreciation. Again, what am I even saying? We're not sharpened with the podcast knife. I thought that, I've been doing comedy consistently. This will be like a breeze. I hit the pop filter. We're done. Good Lord. I thought I was going to be dialed in. Yeah, I've been getting on stage all the time. I can fucking do this at home. I got a new keyboard. That was very exciting. I got like this metal stand for my laptop that elevates it. So now I'm just looking up. Maybe that's what it is. I have a very favorable neck angle. So I'm just, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I think that Munetaka Murakami he's going to bring some hope to a franchise that has very little hope. And he's going to get some asses in seats. There's no way. You know, White Sox tickets are already cheap. They're not going to go up that much, you know, once people start going. They'll be able to hit a window of, like, the whole year. Like, I bet tickets will stay at a reasonable price. So it's like, that's pretty badass. You get a potentially a great player. And this guy won the MVP twice. Won the Triple Crown in 2022. That was an MVP year, of course. 265 home runs. Again, he's about to be 26 this year. 265 home runs before coming to Major League Baseball. Again, he signed with the Chicago White Sox, a really shitty team, a team that I want to see succeed, a team that is really just like kind of the dumpster fire of Chicago. Because think about it, the Bears are doing exceptional. That's just unbelievable. And what the hell? The Bears also got the Bears got the Pope going for them, Adam. No, they don't. Chicago has the Pope going for it. It's been a good year for Chicago, is my point, okay? Murakami signs there. The Pope is from Chicago. First American-born Pope, and he's from Chicago. I saw a picture of him with a White Sox hat. It's fantastic. So, something that I think is going to happen this year, I'm calling it right now, everybody's a witness, Munetaka Murakami will have a picture with the Chicago Pope, Pope Leo. He will have a picture with him sometime within this 365 days of 2026. That is my boldest decree to get the year started, okay? I also decree hey, you come watch some of my stand-up comedy. Casual plug. Okay, anyway, I saw Avatar today. It was very good. There's been a lot of good movies. I've been seeing more movies lately. I've been actually making use of the AMC A-list. And yeah, Avatar, it's like 3 hours, 15 minutes. It did not feel that long. I mean, it felt long, but I was locked in. It was great. Also, more importantly, Marty Supreme. If you've not seen that movie yet, it is fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed that piece of cinema as well. Well, I wish I could tell you I had more to throw out, but I just don't believe I do. I'm going to be doing these a lot more often. And part of me being able to do these pretty often is keeping it short. You know, this is short and compact. It's about to be 11 p.m. I need to have it out before midnight. So this is, you know, this is a robust, again, I can't talk at all. This is a robust start to the year. So thank you very much for listening. If you've listened this far, I appreciate it. Whether you're from America, not from America, you listen to the Bullpen Podcast and I appreciate it. Again, I'll be doing, you know, stand up at the Ice House, three shows there this month, actually. The January 23rd, I'll throw in there as well. And along with tomorrow, January 2nd, you're probably listening to this on January 2nd. If you got to it first, welcome. Thank you. Yeah, I'm at the Ice House. Use code BOMBS3 for that show on the 2nd and that show on the 23rd. And if you want to, you can come to the show on the 9th as well, or one of the other shows next week. So, yeah, comedy, lots of fun. It's gonna be a fun month. I got some stuff coming, and we're gonna be chugging these out. So, happy New Year again. Yeah, man, I shit's good. My cat is orange and fat. Stuff's going well. All right, goodbye, Midwestern goodbye. What a fucking shock.